ago. When you lived on Stanhope Road, we listened to your sister when she came home from school. She was 2 years older and she had boys in her room. At least outside I heard her, alright. Well, that was alright for a while, but soon I wanted more. I wanted to see as well as hear, and so I hid inside her wardrobe, and she came home round four. And she was with some kid called David, from the garage up the road. I listened outside, I heard her, alright. I wanna take you home, I wanna give you children. You might be my girlfriend, yeah, 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 yeah. When I saw you next day, I really couldn't tell, 'cause you might go and tell your mother. And so you went with me, oh yeah, he was coming on. And I thought I heard you laughing when his mom and dad were gone. I listened outside, I heard you, alright. Oh, I wanna take you home, I wanna give you children. And you might be my girlfriend, yeah, 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 yeah. Guess it couldn't last too long. I came home one day and all the things were gone. I fell asleep inside, I never heard a call. Oh, I had opened up the wardrobe and I had to get it on, yeah. Oh, listen, oh, we were on the bed when you came home. I heard you stop outside the door. I know you won't believe it's true. I'll wait for her, 'cause she looks like you, my God. Oh, I wanna take you home, I wanna give you children. You might be my girlfriend, yeah, 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 yeah.
Hello, this is Scrub on Sunday, but as I said last week, as you can listen to this show when you like, it really should be now called Scrubbo on any day. If you haven't listened to this show before, it's a bit different. We just play really good songs all over the place, lots of genres, different types of music, but with one common theme. They're all really good songs. Aptly proved by the opening track there from Pulp, Babies. What a great song. Like that song. I'll still like it today as much as I liked it way back in 1991 when I first heard it whilst working at Horizon Radio, believe it or not. So I haven't been doing this just for a couple of weeks. Been doing it for too long, as they say. But do like doing radio shows, and I do like that song. As I said, that was Babies by Pulp, released in 1992, and didn't get in the charts. There you go. Another one that actually didn't get in the charts. And it's on its first time round, I should say. And then, of course, with the explosion of Britpop, and Pulp were major players in the exciting musical revolution known as Britpop, which sort of peaked around 1994. They re-released it, and it got a deservedly top 20. There's some great lyrics by Jarvis Cocker for a great song. Still one of my favourites, and I think everybody likes Pulp. It's one of their favourites, and I think they're still playing it live and doing what they do. Okay, it's been a lovely week, hasn't it? Beautiful weather, daytime and evening. So it's been some good days of sunshine. So to mark that is two lovely sunshine songs. I think you'll know them.
I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down. Burns my feet as they touch the ground.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Then we lie beneath a shady tree. Loving me, she feels good. She knows she's looking fine. I'm so proud to know that she is mine.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Comes the sun, I say it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun.
Can't go wrong with a bit of Beatles in the morning, can you? Good day, sunshine, and here comes the sun. Good day, sunshine. Get my teeth in. Good day, sunshine. From their 1966 album, The Brilliant Revolver. Their best album? arguably, it is a really good album, isn't it? It was a game changer. I was talking about game changers last week, as in acts, and the Beatles were obviously game changers, and it seemed like each album changed the musical landscape in the mid-60s, and Revolver definitely did. The song was mainly written by Paul McCartney. I know that because I just got one of his books, and I was reading it, and he spoke about the song Good Day Sunshine, how it came about. He was a bit jealous of all the other bands having these great summer songs, Loving Spoonful and the Kinks that come to mind, and of course the Beach Boys. And there's one thing about McCartney, I think he was quite competitive. He liked the sort of challenges that other bands were, all the bands of that sort of mid-60s era were pushing each other, weren't they? So he rang up John Lennon and said, "I'm coming over. We need to write a summer song." And he, on the way over in his blue Aston Martin DB5, that's the James Bond one, if you're not too sure what I'm on about. That's what McCartney had. And he said he just come up with a song. You know, he didn't have the stereo on, and he just sort of wrote the song as he was driving to John Lennon, got there. And lo and behold, about an hour later, that was the song. Next day they went in the studio, and George and Ringo tapped along, and there it is. I mean, that's how easy Paul McCartney sort of explains it, but you're thinking, well, no, you're a genius. It would have took me a year to write a song as good as that. Love the harmonies at the end. Very Beatles, wasn't it? And Here Comes the Sun, George Harrison, written by George Harrison, featured on the another brilliant game-changing album, Abbey Road, from the Beatles, their last studio album. And apparently, again, I get through reading, I'm sorry if I'm boring you, but some people say they like these little, the information's behind the song, stories behind the song, I should say. George Harrison wrote the song in 1969 at the house of Eric Clapton, Cream's Eric Clapton, where George had sort of driven there to hide away and avoid attending the boring business meetings at Beatles Apple Corps. That was their company that they'd formed. And the lyrics reflect his relief at the arrival of spring. You know, and it does, doesn't it? Great song. Brings a little tear to my eye because when my youngest daughter got married, she chose that song to walk down the aisle. And Del Brummond played it on an acoustic. So when I hear it, I get a little teary. Anyway, that's enough of that. It's great to see Susie and the Banshees back on the stage. Saw some little videos and bits of it. She looks fantastic. Band sound great. What a band. Love Susie and the Banshees, as you know. So here's two classics from such a brilliant, brilliant band, Banshee.
From the cradle bars comes a beckoning voice that sings spinning. You have no choice.
You hear laughter cracking through the walls, it's been spinning. You have no choice, you hear laughter.
Yep, the distinctive sound of Susie and the Banshees. Brilliant, brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Spellbound, the first track, released back in 1981. And that was the first single from the band's fourth album, Juju. And yeah, great song, isn't it? Great song. And then Israel actually released a year before. I thought that would have come later, actually. That was just a single. Didn't feature on an album. And one of my favourites, one of my all-time favourites. And apparently it's got a Welsh choir on it. I'll have to have a re-listen. That's what I'm reading here, or what I've sort of made my notes on. That just got into the top 40 around the UK single chart. Should have got higher, really. And it was the first time the band had released a song on a 12-inch single. So that would be worth a few quid. Great drums, isn't it? Great drums. Every good band or great band has to have a great drummer. And Susie and the Banshees have got Peter Clark. Who, you ask? That's Budgie. Budgie, as he's more affectionately known. But his drumming style is really, really good. And I must admit, I didn't really take it. I think I enjoy Susie and the Banshees more now than I did at the time when they were just so fashionable and she was so influential. Make no bones about that. She really influenced, I think, a lot of other ladies and women to get into rock and roll and made it acceptable. And she should be applauded for that. But now I really appreciate them even more because they're just so distinctive and so good. Okay, well, it is. I do release this on a Sunday, so I have in my mind you are listening on a Sunday morning. So let's mellow out with a couple of very cool songs. Family Affair, Someday We'll Be Together, but not how you remember them.
Up to be somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
What a bear. What a bear. Still checking each other out. Hey, nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. You can't leave cause your heart is there. But you can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you look broke down, but you're crying anyway, cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Oh,
yeah, family affair.
Family affair.
me my love, and just as sure my baby as there are stars above. I wanna say,
good, nice takes, wasn't they? John Legend with Joss Stone, Family Affair. Ah, lovely feel. I mean, that's John Legend. Joss Stone, so it's going to be a bit decent, isn't it? And then Joss Stone with Lamar, giving Someday We'll Be Together. That was released in 2016, and Family Affair was released in 2006. I think it's from the album I Want to Rock, which is a bit of a strange name to give a soul track like that. Okay, excuse me. Let's get back to the early 70s with a top tune from an absolute awesome band called Yes. Okay, you never really hear Yes on the radio apart from Owner of a Lonely Heart, which is a bit sad. That's a great song, but Yes in the early 70s were really, you know, pioneering, you know, much loved, won poll winners, you know, really lauded band. So you got into them, and I got into them as well, and still like their music today. Very like the Banshees, very distinctive, very original, and extremely good musicians. And it always reminds me of Milton Keynes in the very early 70s. I'll explain why afterwards. And then following Yes, a great band called Corduroy, who pay homage to the greatest motor car ever made. You know what it is.
Sweet things within your mind.
Yeah, Sweet Dreams by the band Yes, from their album Time and a Word, 1970, produced by Tony Colton. And it was actually released as a single later that year. I didn't know that. And the album, actually, I mean, I absolutely loved it when I heard it. I didn't hear it in 1970. I think I came onto it about 73. Had mixed reviews, and it was the band's first release to actually get in the UK charts. Didn't go that high, about number 45. And what really surprised me when I did a bit of research on Sweet Dreams stroke Time and a Word by the band Yes was that it didn't chart in the United States, though they were to become absolutely huge in America. The lineup of that group is a lot of people who like Yes regard as the best lineup. John Anderson, and then guitarist Peter Banks, bassist Chris Squire, and the drummer Bill Bruford, and the organist Tony Kay. Because later Tony Kay was replaced by Rick Wakeman, and people started changing. They even ended up with Buggles in the band, didn't they, later on? But that lineup, a lot of people believe, was the Yes lineup. I'm not going to argue about it. And Sweet Dreams, it always reminds me, as I said before, I played it, of the early period of Milton Keynes, especially when I moved there in 1974, and I was into Yes, and that track. It's very uplifting, isn't it? You know, it's and I can imagine. Well, I know actually, and I can't. I don't have to imagine it. I know that the people designing Milton Keynes, who worked up at Wavendon in this crazy building, a yellow building with yellow carpet, and they all wore yellow slippers as well, and they were all a bit bonkers. As you've been to Milton Keynes, it is a bit bonkers, but they were brilliant as well. And these were the people that designed Milton Keynes and created Milton Keynes in 5 years, really. How do you do that? How do you go from, you know, nothing, empty fields, to a brilliant utopian city? And trust me, Milton Keynes 75-76 was utopia. You know, remember, they built over 100,000 houses for rent, affordable rent, that had gardens, hot water, downstairs toilets, you could park your car, garages. If that isn't utopia, then someone come and tell me what is, because it was brilliant. Everything was so new. The lampposts all polished and shiny. I've never forgotten that, really, at the sense of how new it was. And those guys, they love prog rock. I know that because I've spoken to them and interviewed them over the years. And they were all into that kind of music. Pink Floyd, Yes, yeah, everything. And that's when they came back home from designing Netherfield. It was either Yes or Dark Side of the Moon they put on, and had a glass of wine and now and again a funny cigarette. But thank God they did, because Milton Keynes is still a remarkable, remarkable city. And then, Corduroy, paying homage to the Mini. Yes, and it is the greatest car that was ever made. I know you can have your Ferraris and Lamborghinis and Maseratis, whatever, but the Mini, nah, sorry, end of, I'm not even going to debate it. Greatest car ever made. The most unreliable car ever made as well, because I've had a few of them and it drove me mad, you know, as in always breaking down and something going wrong, but still the greatest car ever made. And I say Corduroy, London based band around the early 90s, that came from the album, reached number 73 in the charts, and the single Mini, same actually, got to number 76 in the charts. A real cult band Corduroy, very mod, should we say, you know, in their style, Hammond organs and et cetera, really good band, but great band live, might probably still be going. Okay, now for a loser and some fun-loving criminals.
And a mouth to cut the chuggy with the plastic eyeballs. Spray paint the vegetables, dog food stalls with the beefcake pantyhose. Kill the headlights and put it in neutral. Stock car flaming with the loser and the cruise control. Babysit in Reno with the vitamin D. Got a couple of couches, sleep on the love seat. Someone came saying I'm insane to complain about a shotgun wedding and a stain on my shirt. Don't believe everything that you breathe. You get a parking violation and a maggot on your sleeve. So shave your face with some mace in the dark. Saving all your food stamps and burning down the trailer park. Yo, cut it. So I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me? of the phony gas chamber, cause one's got a weasel and other's got a flag. One's on the pole, shove the other in a bag, with the rerun shows and the cocaine roja, the daytime crap of the folk singers club. He hung himself with a guitar string, a slab of turkey neck, and it's hanging from a pigeon wing. But get right if you can't relate, trade the cash for the beat, for the body, for the hate. And my time is a piece of wax falling on a termite, it's choking on the splinters.
Thank you.
And the loser in question was obviously Beck. Well, brilliant musician, great musician, great songwriter, and put some really interesting stuff out. And he obviously believed in himself because he put that track out, Loser, back in 1993. And he released it just on his own first, but then it suddenly picked up airplay, understandably, and on a lot of stations, and each station were picking it up. And that led to him getting a record deal with Geffen. And Geffen Records are more than decent, one of the major record companies in America. And look, obviously with their push and their knowledge and their experience, they helped Beck, and it got to number 10 in US charts. And it's become an all-time classic, I should say. The second track, Couldn't Get It Right, really nice cover of the Climax Blues Band's famous song by the Fun Loving Criminals. And if you don't know Fun Loving Criminals, they're very strange, sort of like a rap rock band, and best known for their hit Scooby Snacks, but you've heard that, so that's why I didn't play it, because I wanted to play something a little bit different. But good band. I remember when I was DJing at Bar Central back in the day, back in the Britpop era and whatever, and they were very, very popular. People always used to come up and ask for that. Okay, here's another classy cover. Clutch, a band called Clutch. Talk about them afterwards. A brilliant version of Creedence Clearwater Revival's Fortunate Son. Really, really good cover version. And then the real deal with the real and the original Clearwater lineup with the brilliant song, Have You Seen the Rain? Enjoy.
Ooh!
Two great songs written by one band, but performed by two there. Like I said, Clutch, really big band in America and been around for a few years. I must say, I haven't come across them that often and came across that version. I think that's one of the best versions. It's got near the sort of angst of the Creedence Clearwater Revival's Fortunate Son. Really good band, a real unit. You can tell they've got great chemistry and I mean, they're really, really popular. Really, I'm talking, you know, 25 million hits here, there, and 25 million, you know, like they're serious band. Go and check them out. They look like a bunch of accountants in leather jackets. They don't really look the part, but boy, can they play the part. If I must admit, I'd like to, after seeing what I've seen, I wouldn't mind hearing them, I wouldn't mind being in a room with them. Absolutely brilliant. And then, Have You Seen the Rain, released, both released in the early 70s, done really well all around the world in the charts. And etc. Nice to hear him. And okay, let's rip it up and start again. No, not the show, and it's not been that bad. But the song, Rip It Up and Start Again by Orange Juice, and then followed by the much loved Associates, brilliant cover of David Bowie's Boys Keep Swinging. Enjoy these.
Thank you. heaven loves you. The clouds part for you. Nothing stands in your way when you're a boy. Clothes always fit you. Life is a pop of a cherry when you're a boy. When you're a boy, you can wear a uniform. When you're a boy, all the boys will check you out. You get a girl. When you're a boy, boys, boys, boys keep swinging. Boys always work it out. Uncage the colors. Unfurl the flag. Not just maybe who show when you're a boy. They'll never clone you. You're always first on the line when you're a boy. When you're a boy, you can buy a home of your own. When you're a boy, learn to drive and everything, you'll get your share.
Decent, great pop tunes. Rip It Up by the Scottish indie pop. That's a bit of a naff description, really. Indie pop. You're just pop music. People seem to be ashamed back in the 90s being a pop band. There's nothing wrong with being a, you know, a pop band. Just write a song that people will be instantly popular. Nothing wrong with it. And Orange Juice proved that point. Back in 1983, the second single from their same name, Orange Juice, and became their only hit. I always expected more from him, actually. I got into the top 40. Number 8, though. Big hit. So he obviously done the Top of the Pops and everything we all dream of doing. The Associates were also a Scottish band, formed in Dundee back in 1979. With that's the brilliant vocalist, Billy McKenzie, and the guitarist, Alan Rankin. The band released that version of Boys Keep Swimming as their debut single in that year, 1979. And that landed them with a recording contract with Fiction Records. They made some really good albums, and again, a real cult band, especially Billy McKenzie, that voice. Yeah, I think it was very Marmite for people. I like it, and I like Marmite as well, so hence why I played it. Sadly, both no longer with us. I'm not going to go into how they died and how they passed away, but yeah, it's a shame. But again, they left us with some great music. Okay, let's lift the mood now then. I fancy some Blancmange. Thank you. Great song, Living on the Ceiling. The band's third single in 1982, taken from their album Happy Families. That's a great hit, big hit, number seven, and it's still a hit today. Funny enough, I was at a Britstock festival. It's a great music festival, just staged a little village just outside Milton Keynes by a good friend of mine, Joe Carter, with a lot of other people, I should say, but Joe was the sort of the face of the festival, shall we say. And for their sins, they asked me to come over and say some things and play some records in between. And I played that, and it instantly turns adults into sort of hippie Morris dancers, that song. I looked around, and there was just loads of people getting up, sort of doing that kind of Morris dance and to that song. It just makes you feel happy. What a lovely thing to do. What a lovely thing to create, that you can create 3.5-4 minutes of happiness for people over decades, what, 3 decades, 4 decades, that still find it incredibly, you know, uplifting. Well done, well done. Neil Arthur on vocals. Met him once again. I mentioned Horizon Radio back in the day, and again back in the 90s, he popped in, and he must have had something going on, and me and George Webley had a good old chat with him, and he was a really good guy, Neil Arthur, big Blackburn Rovers fan. And obviously he was delighted about what happened to him in the 90s, because they went from being sort of MK Dons to being Barcelona after a new owner paid for everything. And so I always think of him when I see Blackburn Rovers, Neil Arthur on vocals. Great song, great song. Okay, again, let's chill out a little bit. I'm going to go for some Free Falling and a Champagne Supernova.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's a good girl, crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. It's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. And I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. And I'm free, free falling. All the vampires walking through the valley move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts. Glide down island, I wanna write her name in the sky. I'm gonna free fall out into nothing. Gonna leave this world for a while.
Special people change. How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high? Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me company for landslide in a champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me company for the landslide in a champagne supernova, a champagne supernova in the sky. Wake up the dawn and ask her why. Dream a dream she never dies. Wipe that tear away now from your eye. Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me slide in a champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me company for the landslide in a champagne supernova, a champagne supernova. 'Cause people believe special people change. How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high? We were getting high. We were getting high. We were getting high. We were getting high. We were getting high.
Proper Sunday morning stuff. But I apologise if you download it on a Wednesday evening and you're going for a run or whatever and you're trying to find some uplifting high tempo songs to do the mileage. But you know, when the mood takes you. Just wanted to chill out a little bit. Great Grace Gustard, American singer. Great take on Free Falling. And then obviously Champagne Supernova. Champagne Supernova. Liam Gallagher. That wasn't Oasis. It was just Liam Gallagher with a couple of mates in a piano room. I think you know where I got the track from now. And that was that track was, I think, was it the last? I think it was the closing track. Yeah, it was on What's the Story, Morning Glory, 1995. And it was actually released as a single in the States, and it became their second number one. Yeah, I didn't know that. Didn't know that. I wonder if they'll reform. I'm sure they will at some point. I know what it's like with brothers in band. It cuts deep when you fall out a little bit, but surely they can put that behind them. And I mean, the money will be ridiculous, and the demand for tickets will be ridiculous. I mean, I was going to be able to fill Wembley for a week. I mean, you know, Oasis are an extremely big band. They were game changers back in the day. As I said, I worked in both two live venues in the 90s, and there were nights where we just put Oasis on, and everybody was just really happy. Seriously, they were really massive. My claim to fame is that I could have booked Oasis for 50 quid, actually got offered them before they were famous, obviously, and I already had someone in, and I couldn't accommodate them, and they went and played, I'm sure they played The Angel in Bedford, and yeah, forever regretted that one. Okay, well, that's the end of the show again. Excuse me, a little bit. Some people want 2 hours. Well, this is enough for me, and I'm hoping it's enough for you. I'm going to do a bit of self-promotion. I'm involved in a musical theatre production, and we've got a show coming up at the Stables in Milton Keynes, July the 5th. It's called Baretti, The Man Who Sold the World. I won't bore you with the details. It's a decent little show, and it's got a great little live band in it featuring Del Brumman and the guy who wrote this song, Martin Snapes, Here and Now. And this is it's a story about Freddie Baretti, David Bowie's fashion designer, and he lived in Bletchley, and it's a fascinating story about his rise to international fame as being one of the country's finest and most influential fashion designers. There you go, I did give you the details on it. July the 5th at the Stables. Go online if you want to go. And here's a very uplifting song, again, Here and Now, written by Martin Snapes, featuring Sharon Watson on vocals, that was recorded live from a previous show of Baretti. I'll be back next week, as I say. Tell your friends. You can hear my dog barking. He wants to go out. You may hear him in the background. So I better go. And thank you for tuning in. Thank you.
twists and turns. Although these hearts shatter, there's still a heart that yearns.